B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week-ending episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's episode, we're going to talk about GameStop locking out everybody from the latest PS5 restock. Also, the NCAA has new rules and players can make money. What does this mean for the new college football game? And FaZe Clan. Just FaZe Clan. And lastly, we're going to talk about all the new waves of LAN esports events and conventions that are coming back online in the late summer and fall. Are you ready to go back to these big events? This is Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game.
Hey, everybody, Checkpoint Daily is back, weekend episode, Friday, long weekend on deck. I'm so excited, and before we get into the show proper, I just want to say this, we will not have a show Monday, because it's a holiday for us, it should be a holiday for you, and all I'm saying is if I get one tweet from any person asking me where the episode at, that means you didn't listen to this one, and you need to go back and revisit it, all right? So no episode on Monday, because it's a holiday, and I'm taking all 24 hours of that break. All of it. 100%.
It's mine. Give it to
me. It's mine. Anyway, with that said, we got Weird Beard in the building to my left. What's up?
Hello, hello, hello. What is the most patriotic video game that exists, you think?
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. I was going to say Saints Row would be a good argument.
Saints Row is more patriotic.
It's the most American type game
you can play. It's more patriotic.
So, you know, you should play, throw off or light off some fireworks.
No, I was actually going to say Bad Dudes. Bad dudes.
Are you a bad enough dude?
Are you a bad enough dude to save the president? That's the that. Actually, no. Assassin's Creed 3 is the most patriotic game.
Why? Oh, it's okay. That's
because it's the American Revolution.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and you play as a Native American dude who flies around killing revolutionaries. It's America.
America in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Anyway, Robbie Lance is here as well. What's up, Robbie?
Oh, you know, end of the week. Looking forward to this weekend.
What do you guys have planned for the holiday weekend?
This is technically the day was the 30th, June 30th, but this weekend is me and Katie's anniversary, 4 years.
Isn't that nice?
Yep. So we're going to do dinner and a movie tomorrow.
I don't even know when me and Latasha's like dating anniversary
if it
I have a wedding anniversary now, but
I think once you have the wedding anniversary
that supersedes it. Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But honestly, I actually didn't remember the specific day, so thank you, Facebook. I just knew that it was like Independence Day weekend.
Yeah. Anyway, Rick, what about you?
I was going to say that like we dumped the kid off like on my parents for the weekend.
Sweet.
So like it's, I don't know.
It's you know what? Congratulations. This is two weekends in a row of no kid. Something that me and Norris get every single weekend.
Every weekend.
But congratulations to you.
It feels so good. Like I can't even explain to you the feeling of like not having to be asked.
You don't have
questions
to. You don't have to. Again, this is us every weekend. So we get it. We understand.
I do understand. And you know, it's interesting because over COVID, when things were first starting to open a little bit back up at the end of summer last year, my wife, her nephew, came to stay with us for a few days. And that was weird. Just another body. Just another human being in my space. And this kid's like,
that isn't paying rent.
Yeah, that's not paying rent. He's like 14, but he's already like 5'10".
Yeah.
And so like, you know, he's just like this big rail of a kid. And
gotta keep reminding yourself you're a kid.
And it's like you're a child, and I'll keep wanting to swear profusely.
Had a nephew like that.
Yeah, and so, but he's a cool kid. He just watched me play Ghost of Tsushima, and I asked him, I was like, dude, you want to play? He's just like, no.
Nope, I want to watch it.
He's like, I'm really enjoying this. And I'm like, cool, man. We ended up playing some tabletops. It was actually quite nice. Yeah, it was quite nice. But anyway, with all that said, here's what's happening in the world of gaming. Now, GameStop, I know we talk a lot about them during our Checkpoint Financial segments, but GameStop recently opened up their PS5 restock, but not to everybody. This was only to their Members Pro Rewards membership, the one that costs like, what, $20 a month or something like that. And obviously, this did not go over well.
$14.99 per year.
Oh, $14.99 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That shows how long it's been since I've been in fucking GameStop.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I have to say, first of all, if the PS5 was just coming out, if it was just now launching, mm-hmm. I might be a little bit more upset at this. But you know what this stops? Scalpers.
And you know, everybody got really upset about this and called it scummy. But you know what, Robbie? I agree with you.
I don't know. I'm kind of in the opposite mind. Like, in 2021, how dare you get upset? Because why? You know a company's going to charge as much money as they can for anything.
Sure, sure.
That's thing, they're going to start charging you for the air that you breathe when you walk into their store.
All right, first of all, we're not about to get hyperbolic. But the point is, right? Everybody's upset at this because your basic premise is true. Oh, no, paid subscribers should not get preferential treatment for something that should be available to everybody.
Sure.
But here's
generally in theory.
But here's the reality. They're not available to everybody.
Context matters here.
Period.
Guys. Yep.
You can't get them. And so we know how fucking prevalent the bots and the scalpers
if
and
everybody
and all, this.
All the people out there who's upset about this, who's like, "Oh great, now I can't get it because I'm not paying that $15 a year." Guess what? If it wasn't the 15, if it was available to everybody, you still ain't getting shit.
Yeah, but the thing is that I understand why people are upset in the sense of it's gatekeeping. But we've talked on this very show on what can retailers fucking do to curb the scalpers. We talked about making it in-person only, like taking it back to back in the day where you got to physically go stand in line. We talked about creating all different online queue systems to where you got to fill out some captchas or something
into one of those. The PlayStation Store, you know, makes it to where you have to have your PSN account to be able to log into it. You get 10 minutes to buy whatever you're going to buy, and you can only buy one console. I got in as fast as I could. In under 10 minutes, they were already sold out.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I think $15 for a year, I don't know what other benefits really come with it, but $15 to have a shot at scoring a PS5 is $15 I'm willing to spend.
That's most people are willing to spend it, and you know what? According to the report made by Kotaku, by 11:10 a.m., that day was all gone anyway. So
even with that, so don't think if they weren't locking you out because you're not a pro member, that you'd have been getting one of those.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's a fantasy.
All the bots would have been getting them.
Yeah, exactly.
Point.
Which, by the way, funny story. I just read a report on CNET and saw this repeated in many other places. I hope it was CNET. I just want to credit it to somewhere else. I didn't pull this out of my ass. But apparently, because crypto is frowned upon in China now, all those graphics cards that the bots brought up are now appearing on secondhand sites for hella cheap.
Hell yeah.
My dumbass, when you said that, I nearly went to Apex. I was like, what's wrong with crypto?
You dumbass. Anyway, because Bitcoin and other forms of cryptocurrency are now being devalued. I mean, Dogecoin is in the tank.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah, so it's really interesting to see how that's happening. So if you haven't gotten your hands on a 30 series card yet, start searching eBay because you might actually be able to find one nowadays. In other news, the NCAA, that is the National Association of Athletic Assholes.
NAS.
Yeah, the folks who decided years ago that amateur collegiate athletes could not make money on, you know, the thing that brings colleges actual money, they've now gone back on a decades-long decision to allow college athletes to make money off their likeness, you know, the thing that you have that no one else owns. That is now a thing. It is instituted this week. Starting in July, college athletes are able to make contracts with, I don't know, video game companies in order to use their likeness in video games. And, you know, last year they announced that the college football series would be returning. And so Rick, as somebody who went to West Virginia, a school with a deep athletics lineage, Are you excited about this announcement and what it could mean for the future of college sports video games in particular?
I think that this makes it so that people will want to make more of them. And here's why. They're going to be more expensive, but now there's not like the legal gray area. It's a lot like the cannabis market in a lot of states that are legal, like locally within the state, mm-hmm. but it's federally illegal. Like, why would I, as a publisher, want to get into a college college sports game? And, like, have weird laws and rules dictating who you can and can't use and, like, mm-hmm. what's going to be. Like, forget all that mess. Now they can. Now you just be like, hey, you cut the check. More expensive, but then I think also the reason people play college sports games is they want to interact with those players. Yeah. Like, they don't do it just because it's football. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm excited to hopefully see them return. And maybe it's not just football. Maybe it's hockey players can get paid for, like, college hockey stuff.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody. So EA put out a statement on this. They said, we are watching the recent developments regarding student athlete name, image, and likeness very closely. It's in the very early stages, and we plan to explore the possibility of including players in the EA Sports College Football. For now, our development team is focused on working on our partners, the CLC, which is, you know, the college football people, to assure the game authentically showcases the great sport of college football. So I think it's great. I think it's something that will boost the stature of all of these games, because nothing sucked more than playing a college sports game and you had to play as QB number 14.
Guy Samuelson.
Yeah, or some made-up name. It's fucking sucked.
Yeah.
So seeing this is going to be really awesome. I'm really excited to see what it can mean for college sports as a whole. And I think it's a step in the right direction. Now, Rick, I got to throw to you on this one because I tend to try to avoid things that involve FaZe Clan. But apparently some of the biggest names, with FaZe Clan have either been let go or suspended because of a cryptocurrency scheme, if you will. What's going on with this?
So, I mean, at the top of this, none of this is financial advice. None of us know anything about crypto that would be worth anything in court. Do not sue us. This is not a real thing. So apparently what's happened is that FaZe Clan has removed one player or one content creator, FaZe K, from the organization, and then it suspended FaZe Jarvis, Tico, and Nikon until further notice after this alleged scam that really was like a pump and dump, which is a scam to where people promote it, something that they're invested in.
Right.
The price goes way up.
And then they get rid of it.
And then they sell it and it crashes and everybody else loses money except for the people that were already invested for free or very low. And apparently what's happened is this all broke based off of like no real reporting, right? Yeah. Like people started to be like, this is kind of weird. What's going on? They didn't clear it with FaZe Clan and they were promoting it all, trying to get it to like, say they were giving away $10,000 to a winner after 24 hours on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So then what ended up happening is people were like, hey, I want my $10,000, FaZe Clan, what's going on? Whole social outrage started. And it came out that what happened is all the FaZe Clan members were paid in this altcoin. So they were told, hey, we're going to give you like $10,000 worth of this stuff. But you have to, the more you promote it, the more
it'll be valuable.
This sounds like some like insider trading adjacent type stuff going
on.
Well,
it is.
How is no one going to jail then?
Because, well, the worst part about all of it is that they implicated that it was called the Save the Children's coin because they were going to be involved in a children's charity.
Fuck FaZe Clan.
Yeah. And like,
here's the thing. FaZe Clan is actually not responsible for this.
Sure.
We must be clear on this. FaZe Clan did what they were supposed to fucking do in this instance, which is the mastermind behind the whole thing, get rid of them.
Sure.
And those who were tangentially involved, they've been suspended.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like,
hold on. Here's what I'd like to say on top of that, though, right? When you found out that this story came out of FaZe Clan, were you surprised?
No.
Because of the type of culture that FaZe Clan perpetuates.
Well, let's remember who FaZe Jarvis is. FaZe Jarvis is the kid that got banned for cheating and then cried on stream.
So good on FaZe Clan for doing what you're supposed to do, getting rid of the guy who perpetuated the whole thing and punishing people involved. Maybe go further and make sure that you're not employing scumbags.
But they're not going to do that because that's part of the brand.
No, I'm aware.
But the thing is here, and you know, Rick, I know you and I talk a lot about culture, the culture of certain esports organizations, the culture of, you know, streaming and stuff like that. And we talked about gambling on Twitch earlier this week, and now we're having this type of thing. There is a deep, fucked up undercurrent of a lot of weird, dark money in these sort of gaming and gaming adjacent communities.
And you have to highlight, it's also mainly creators that have influence and interactions with
young people, with children.
Like, that's the biggest thing, is that a lot of this shit that keeps coming out, the reason XQC got so much blowback on the gambling, kids were involved. FaZe Clan, especially FaZe Jarvis, like a Fortnite content creator and everything, fucking young kids. Like, this is not the first time that FaZe K has done this. This is his third documented time of being involved in pump and dump, like, public crypto schemes. He even tweeted yesterday, "I want you all to know that I had no ill intent promoting any crypto altcoins. I honestly and naively thought that we all had a chance to win, which just isn't the case. I didn't vet any of this with my team at FaZe, and I now know I should have." Like, dude, if you didn't think that there was a problem, why were you running for the exit? Like, somebody just screamed fire.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's all these people that, like, it just is gross. Like, you hear about the scams where people from India will call, like, grandparents and old people and convince them, like, hey, you need to pay an Apple card.
Western Union us.
Yeah.
$300 or whatever.
But it's the same thing, but for these young kids. Yeah. Like, they don't understand that these are content creators. Like, they think that they're friends behind the screen. Mm-hmm. So when they go, hey, we can all make all kinds of money, like, they get these kids to buy into this shady
stuff. And on top of that, obviously, even outside of the gambling thing, crypto and altcoins are such a buzzword right now, and people want to jump onto it, you know, because it's the next oil rush or gold rush, if you will. And, you know, a lot of people just simply do not know what crypto is, what it does, where you can use it. They just know it's valuable, quote unquote. So, again, to Robbie's point, I think FaZe did what they were supposed to do, but at the same time, they're is something about FaZe that you guys need to correct. If I hear news like this, and I am not surprised or shocked that it was FaZe Clan. Now, if this would have came out of Team Liquid, I might have been like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hundred Thieves even.
That's uncharacteristic of Team Liquid. I'm a little shocked by that. But every time I hear about something stupid happening in the world of streaming attached to a team, and I go, was it FaZe? Like, that's fucked
and
up.
Thing, like, it's at the point now where it doesn't even FaZe me.
Shut up!
I one last point on this really is, like, I want to highlight just how much this, like, TikTok influence culture has really made things like this just crazy, because it seems that, you know, you have gambling for CSGO skins, like, okay,
it's all about getting the clicks.
You know, and then you have the gambling that's going on right now. You look at some of these altcoins, some of these bitcoins, and some of the things like that. Like, it all is just so weird coming out of FaZe Clan, like a professional esports organization.
And one of the most visible. This is not some side, you know, side organization. You know, like, no offense, this is not Space Station Gaming.
And how does it happen? You know what I mean? Like, that's the most crazy thing to me, is that in a team of, like, however many people we work with, you know what I mean? Nothing gets past that. And then there are people dealing with millions of dollars, and it's just like, oh, that's happening?
Because it is easy to look the other way when it's boosting the brand. I think it's easy to turn away. The reason I think FaZe Clan really got so involved in this is because the auspices under that this was supposed to be a charity event.
Yes.
And then people started coming at FaZe, the brand, and they knew nothing about it.
Had this SaveTheChildren.io not been used, this shit would have been a blip and a bloop on their radar. They would have said, hey, that's naughty, don't do that again.
Yeah.
And it would have just kept going on in life as usual.
Because what they got was messages saying, yo, fuck FaZe Clan, because you guys used a charity in order to boost the altcoin. And FaZe was like, yo, what the fuck are y'all talking about? So it's scummy, it's terrible, but you know what? At this point with Jarvis, man, I got to be like, dude, how many lifelines can one kid get, man?
Under 21, too.
Yeah, how many lifelines can one kid get? Like, I'm not advocating that somebody should lose their livelihood over, you know, what some could construe as young mistakes. But you got caught cheating. You got caught boosting a fucked up altcoin. Like, those are two very deliberate actions.
As Charlie Murphy would describe him, he was
a habitual line stepper. Anyway, that's going to be it for part one. In part two, we will be coming back talking about LANs because they are coming back. How do you guys feel about live events in gaming and esports? And we're going to ask, are you ready to go back to any of them? We're going to have that coming up on Checkpoint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Don't forget to go to our website and all of our social medias, checkpointxp.com, or follow us at Checkpoint XP basically everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. We're also keeping up with the collegiate esports space over the summertime. Now, our invitational's still happening, so make sure you guys are still listening to Checkpoint on Campus, wherever you can get your podcast, as well as our new YouTube channel, Checkpoint on Campus. Now, Robbie, you gave me a list earlier today of just how many things are actually live events that should be going down over the next few months here. First of all, let's talk about some of these events that should be happening. And then we're going to talk about, like, are we ready to go back to any of them?
I think they're starting to sort of pepper themselves back in, right? The ones that are sort of on my radar is, you know, the Houston Outlaws and the Dallas Fuel have a match coming up that they actually plan on doing. This is more of a semi-live match. They're still going to be playing, in Dallas and in Houston, but they're now sort of opening up venues where
fans...
It's
not like a mini homestand.
Sure, yeah. Fans get to come in, they get to hang out, do like a live viewing party, and then after the match, you know, the fans are going to sort of be able to... Or the teams will come out to be able to interact with the fans. They're kind of halfway getting back to it. And, you know, they are implementing stuff like, you know, you have to have your proof of vaccination. Yep. You have to wear masks, stuff like that.
Yeah.
PAX West, early September, I believe, over in Seattle is going to be coming back. Comic-Con in November. So people are now starting to get back into, you know, the sort of spotlight of these live events. And to be fair, you know, we're all even starting to go out as well. You know, I went out and seen Fast 9. We got together, had some drinks the other day. Yeah. So things are starting to get back to normal. But even before the pandemic happened, conventions had a reputation, right? The con plague is something that everyone's heard of. And especially right now in America, we know that while there are people, you know, getting vaccinations, not everybody.
And
so I'm wondering.
Nationally, it's at about 66%. They're saying that you need to be at 80%.
80% to say, quote unquote, herd immunity.
Exactly. So I'm just wondering, like, you know, what are your guys' feelings on going back to live events? How are you feeling about that idea?
You know what? I went to a really cool Van Gogh experience exhibit thing.
Going to that in December with Katie.
Yeah, it was fucking cool. First of all, it was sweet. Got some really nice Instagrams. I'm only gonna post a couple because I don't want to spoil it for you, Robbie. But
I'm not on your Instagram anymore, so I'm sorry.
Oh right. Anyway, but the thing is that it was really cool. But it was the biggest crowd I had been around post pandemic, right? And a part of me felt really weird because the only people I saw with masks were, like, black folks.
I was about to say, how many people at this point are still wearing masks? Because a lot of people, white people specifically, are losing their masks already if they ever had
them.
It was
80-20, and 20% of the people were wearing masks, and I want to say maybe half of them were black folks or other minorities. And the thing about it is that, listen, if you're vaccinated, they say you don't have to, but I'm starting to do it. I do it as a courtesy. I do it as a 100%. I do it as a just to make everybody around me comfortable, And all that good stuff.
Well, something else to keep in mind, too, because I've started seeing headlines, I think, over
the Delta variant.
India. That's right. You know, even with vaccinations, that doesn't just make the virus go away.
Which, by the way, is that not, like, a great title for the next, like, PSYOPs expansion or something like
Rainbow
that?
Rainbow Six Delta variant. The Delta variant.
XCOM Delta variant. Yeah. But anyway, and also there's a LAN, esports LAN going on right now, the Gateway Legends Tournament, which is a invitational out in St. Louis for college esports, the first college big college esports LAN since the pandemic. And listen, I am excited for smaller live events. I will be perfectly okay with going to like a 5,000 person socially distanced,
like what the Fuel and the Houston Outlaws
yes,
are doing.
It's, I think
it's not,
that's totally
it's
fine.
Not like full on. Let's all get back together. Precautions are being taken.
Yeah,
but we're still celebrating the stuff that we
absolutely.
Love.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is just common sense. You know what I mean? I think there's going to be
which a lot of America doesn't have.
It's not common anymore.
Well, I'm saying for you, like I think there will be situations where I would feel comfortable not wearing a mask, and there would be other times where I'd be like, dog, like it's
I still,
mask on right now.
I still put my mask on when I'm going through the drive-thru at McDonald's, man.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I do it too. Like when I go through McDonald's, when I go into the grocery store, stuff like that, I still put the mask on.
I wear in big events and everything like that, but if I'm not interacting with people really or anything like that, I just wouldn't wear it.
I mean, and that's up to your discretion. I understand that. I think the biggest thing to me, especially when dealing with gamers, is because gamers are fucking gross, okay?
Oh, totally. And I think that's the bigger thing is, like, listen, if we want to talk about just from a protecting us from, like, convention funk, yes, absolutely. Every person I've heard that's gone to like E3 or Comic-Con or anything like that, they all catch something while they're there.
Yes.
Norris almost died after the first E3. I went 3 years ago.
I went in the hospital. I got put in the hospital.
We landed, when the plane landed, we left, we got into an Uber, and Norris is like, can you guys just drop me off at the hospital? True story.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I didn't. But I did the next day.
I went the next day.
I'm like, didn't we just drop you off at the...
No, you dropped me off at my apartment, and I went to the hospital the next day.
But you weren't looking good is the point. And that was before something like COVID happened. So, like, personally, me, I don't actually want to attend any live events until 2022.
I definitely don't want to go to PAX or anything like that.
Or Comic-Con?
Hell no. Ugh. No.
Thanksgiving weekend?
No.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
In the 120-degree heat?
No, I'm not doing it.
Nope.
And you know, one thing I will say is that, listen, we do know the vaccines, more people are getting them, but I implore everybody out there, listen, it's a holiday weekend right now. We're about to go into the 4th of July, a holiday where people congregate, hang out, do a lot of stuff together. Stay the fuck outside, number one, if you can, unless you're in Seattle, which in that case, do not die.
Yeah, please.
A lot of people are going to be outside. You're not going to be socially distancing the way you normally would. Still, please exercise caution.
Look,
because
masks can be a great accessory.
Absolutely. There's still a variant out there. But the biggest thing I want to say to gamers is that you're going to go to these conventions. People are going to be sharing keyboards. People are going to be touching on all sorts of merch.
I'm good.
Ugh.
Thank you, though.
You know what? When I think of now, is so gross, and I'll never look at it the same way.
Bowling.
No one ever cleans out the finger holes.
No.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's gross. That you know what? Have you ever been triggered to where like you're watching a movie? And, like, you just see a bunch of people huddled together in close proximity, and you're just, like, for a split second, you're like, no.
That's how I feel when I look at water parks anytime that, like, a water or swimming pool with people. Uh-uh.
Like, ugh.
Even when I was a lifeguard, I didn't swim.
Yeah, you're swimming in pee-pee.
I'm like,
ugh. don't drown, because I ain't coming in to get you.
Because, like, I just see, like, the elevator scene in the one Captain America movie, and I'm just like, can't do that no more. It's gross.
Well, luckily he had a super immune system, but yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, that's going to be it for Checkpoint Daily. We will be back here on Tuesday. Like I said earlier in the show, there will be no episode on Monday because we are freaking on vacation. So everybody, make sure that you all have a happy and safe, I'm going to reiterate, happy and safe 4th of July.
Come back with 10 fingers, please.
Please come back with all your phalanges. We want everybody, you know, don't share drinks and joints with one another because you don't know who's vaccinated and who's not. And with that said, for Weird Beard and Robbie Landis, I'm your host, Lewis Howard. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.